Hello, my name is Rachel Rostell. I'm an associate in the commercial and projects team here at Shoesmith and also one of the co-founders of Ascendo. Ascendo is a subscription service for legal services tailored specifically for startups and scale-ups. I'm joined today by Alex Lloyd, a senior associate in our employment team. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, everyone.
So, Alex, today I believe you're going to be sharing some insight into employment law for startups.
Yes. So I'm going to be going through a couple of key topics and the employment issues that we think founders may have to think about when they're starting their business and trying to scale it up.
Brilliant. That sounds great. Thanks, Alex. So what do you think are the most important employment law issues that founders should think about?
So essentially, it's about getting the right contracts for the right people. At the start, you know, you're just thinking about yourself as founders. It might be one person, it might be a couple of people. Paperwork probably isn't going to be top of the to-do list, top of the priorities. But as a kind of matter of law, you're likely to be a shareholder, an employee, and a director. You can deal with shareholding separately, but for your employment and directorship hats that you're wearing, you need to have kind of proper documentation in place. That's usually in the form of a service agreement, and that covers both employment and directorship. The main features you want to look at to kind of protect the company is things about confidential information, intellectual property, and also you've got to think about what happens in the event of kind of termination of the contract. So that is about looking at garden leave, notice period, restrictive covenants. There's two kind of aspects to employment contracts to think about. You want to think about the senior employees and the junior employees. Junior employees should have kind of those protections, but they can be a little bit more relaxed. But it's about having in mind who the people are in your business and who should have what kind of contract in place. I see a lot of things where you have a contract that would be appropriate for a senior person, but not for a junior person. You know, you might have something that's got a 12-month non-compete restricted covenant for a junior staff member, and that just really isn't particularly appropriate.
That sounds great, Alex. So it's really about getting that right documentation in place and making sure it's tailored accordingly. So what about other types of staff, like contractors or consultants?
At the start, when you've kind of set up a new business, you might be thinking about consultants and contractors. It's a bit more flexible. Under UK law, there's three categories of staff. There's employees, there's workers, and there's self-employed independent contractors. As founders, you'd be employees. Most of your hires will probably be employees as well. Employees get the full range of employment rights under the UK legislation. Workers are kind of a halfway house that gets some rights, but not all of them. But contractors essentially have no employment rights at all. The difficulties can arise when you've got someone who's a contractor on paper, but then they later allege or it's found that they are an employee or a worker. And there's been a couple of famous cases about that that's gone all the way to the Supreme Court. It's really a question of fact, kind of what something is. In terms of kind of other contractors and relationships, it's just being aware of kind of the differences in what people's roles are. And just as a general point, it's about treating people properly. These things only tend to be a problem when the relationship ends and if it ends badly.
So we've talked about having contracts in place for employees, but should startups have a contract in place with their consultants?
Absolutely, 100%. And it's probably more important than employment contracts to an extent. One reason for that, with startups and scale-ups, your intellectual property is probably going to be very important. It's probably, you know, lots of businesses are founded on, you know, an idea or some kind of intellectual property. With employees, the intellectual property automatically goes to the employer if it's created in the course of employment. But that's not the case for consultants. And unless you've got something in a contract saying otherwise, that consultant or contractor would keep the intellectual property. So it's absolutely vital to have those kind of contracts in place. And if you are relying on that kind of flexible consultant day rate kind of labor to have proper documentation in place and to help protect the new company.
How would you suggest that startups line up for an investment?
I think it goes back to what I've been saying, just in terms of having all of your ducks in a row, because we do a lot of looking at companies, startups from the eyes of an investor, kind of going around, kicking the tires, seeing that everything's in place. I think the first thing that potential investors would want to see from a kind of legal due diligence perspective is that the interests of the company are protected. So that goes back to having proper service agreements in place for the founders and the key individuals. For more junior staff, having at least some kind of employment contract in place that's at least vaguely compliant with the employment legislation. Contractors, again, you want to make sure contractors, employees, founders have all validly assigned their IP to the company. Other things to think about, it's not normal at that kind of stage, but if there's any kind of potential claims, kind of that would be something that investors would want to know about. And depending on the kind of where the company is in its life cycle and how early things are, investors might want to see some kind of base level of policies. So kind of the starting points are, you know, disciplinary and grievance, the kind of equality, diversity, those EDI policies, data protection is quite an important one as well, and also health and safety. As the business gets bigger and bigger, you know, the level of investment might go a bit higher, the expectations will increase, but those are the kind of key things that I'd recommend having in place, and those are the kind of things, those kind of documents that the Ascendo subscription service can offer.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Alex. There's some really good takeaways there for the founders and startups, so that's been really interesting. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, everyone.
Please stay tuned for the next episode in the Ascendo podcast series. And if you've got any questions about Ascendo, please feel free to contact us using our Ascendo page. Thanks very much, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.